First off, Keith, of course, you're right in the heart of drought country in Wisconsin this year. How does it look down in the southeastern part?
Well, we're pretty much finishing up most of the harvesting down there. We had about half the crop that we usually have, but it's a spotty. I mean, you go into a field and it'll be part of it will be 150 and part of it will be zero. So different farms didn't have quite as bad a years, and some farms are really having a terrible year. So,
quality-wise, though, pretty good?
The quality is real good. We've been testing the forages that we've been harvesting, and the corn silage is really high in starch and seems to be testing high digestibility, but we're not feeding it yet, but we don't know. The cows will tell us when we start feeding it, but it looks like it'll be a pretty good crop.
Any problem with molds or aflatoxins at all?
We haven't seen any. We've tested for nitrates and molds, and we haven't seen any in our crop.
What do you hear from the neighbors? How are things looking overall down there? Are they in good shape, or they'll make it?
The crop farmers are pretty happy. They got more corn than they expected in July, so and most of them have insurance, so they'll be okay. The livestock farmers are short on hay. Hay is going to be a big thing this year because we're short on that. But there's enough corn down there that most of them have enough corn silage.
Now, of course, you're active in Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, and this is something that you guys kind of help out in this situation in helping management style.
PDPW has a lot of educational programs that a lot of our employees go to and we go to, and they help us to better manage our farm and to see what other farmers are doing. I mean, the big thing about PDBW is networking with the other farmers to find out what's going on in the other parts of the state and other states, you know, in the country, so we can see what's going on and new things that are coming out and practices that we should be looking at.
And you got a tour coming up here.
Yeah, in the 25th, there's a 3-day tour to it's called the 100-pound tour, and it's where the farms are producing 100 pounds of cow or pounds of milk per cow, and Nigel Cook is going to be there, and he's done a lot of the work with a lot of these farmers to have facilities for animal comfort and animal well-being. So it'll be a real good tour to go on. And you can go one day or 3 days, whichever you want.
And it's all across the state?
It's all across the state. They got a tour in the southwest around Dane County, and then up by Green Bay are the three places they're going.
You've been involved in the organization for a number of years now. It's grown substantially. What's been the secret here? What's been the driving force?
I think the passion the dairy farmers have for the industry. As an organization, we just get the dairy farmers together, and we try to increase the passion they have for their industry. And it's helped the industry grow. You know, in the early 90s, the industry was didn't have a positive outlook, you know, on the dairy industry. And when PDW was formed, they just wanted the dairy farmers to realize what a great industry they worked in. And when the farmers got together and started talking, they realized what a great industry we do have. And so that passion has been growing ever since we started, and we want to keep it growing.
We have seen a substantial turnaround in the attitude in Wisconsin dairy industry. We've seen growth in the industry, investment in the infrastructure, and so on. That trend going to continue here?
I think so. The governor's got the new plan to increase the production to $30 billion, and they're sure going to try to do that. I think Wisconsin's a great place to dairy. I mean, we got the feed, we got the infrastructure, and we need more milk. I mean, we're importing milk from other states, so the processors really want more milk here, and the state can, we got the feed for the cows, and so I think it's a perfect place to produce milk.